We are back with Standby Podcast, and we have a guest. We've been doing a couple episodes where it's just been me.
A special guest?
No, you're just a guest. Sorry.
We got a guest.
A guest.
A guest.
I was walking up there on fucking Sunset.
He was walking by.
I was getting a coffee, and it's like, he was like, "Hey, we have an hour."
It started to rain.
Come to our podcast.
I don't even know him.
It rains here in LA twice a year. Yeah. It started to rain. We're like, get in. Come on.
Both of your guests fucking.
Yeah.
Well, we do. We are. What's your name, sir?
Andy Kozel. This is like a congressional hearing right now. Like, they're sitting over here, like, there's no headphones. There's like Jimmy
Dude,
Hoffa over
this
here.
Isn't Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
You know, this is Elon Musk.
I say I look like Elon Musk a little bit.
You do? No, you don't.
No.
Not at all.
I just look like Derek Jeter a little bit.
Derek Jeter?
What do you get? Like when I was young.
Are you kidding me?
Derek
what
Jeter.
The wow. fuck?
But I have like the same eyes. Look, I have the same Derek Jeter eyes, I think.
No, you don't.
And I kind of look like Lance Bass when I was in high school.
This is a
all right,
long
you're getting closer. You're getting closer. Lance well, Bass, I get it.
Who else? Stephen Baldwin?
Yeah.
Derek okay. Jeter? Who lied to you?
Who did you get?
I get.
Well, I was more thin and like I play baseball.
I get Ricky Martin.
Like Ricky Martin.
I get.
How are my levels? Are my levels good? No headphones.
I get.
Ricky
I get,
Martin. What a piece of shit! Like, don't, you look like you. I mean, you know,
that's what
does
I've
he look
gotten,
like him?
I've gotten that.
Well,
when younger.
So vain. You know?
I have trouble playing this game with anybody Latino or anything. You know,
because yeah, it's two well, white guys and it's like. Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. I don't or, look like I'm like
actually anybody of any ethnicity
well,
other than
looks
white.
Like any country fan.
There.
Well,
see?
That's kind of racist on your part.
See, exactly. See, if I did that.
I mean, he's right, but that's racist.
If I did that, then it'd be completely racist. But yeah, you get to
like?
Go.
You kind of look like
just a generic white guy here next to me.
Kind of like a mullet hat. When he takes the hat off, he's like bald.
Yeah.
But what did you get? You never got.
I only get. It's when they hear me talking, though. I don't know who I look like, but the guy, and I can't think of his name now. The guy who was in Scooby Doo and stuff, not Shaggy,
Shaggy?
But the guy who played Shaggy.
You kind of look like my uncle Dennis when he was young, because we have redheads in our. My
like
brother's
who?
Redhead. My uncle Dennis.
Oh, like
I look like people's uncles
in the
70s. Right.
Well, when he was young in the 70s, yeah. A little bit.
Hey, what did he remind you? Like, hey, Andy, come look, take a look at this.
Do you miss your uncle?
Oh, my uncle didn't touch me.
Oh, okay.
That's racist too. You think every white uncle touches the kids?
It's pervist.
Yeah, you're pervist.
Hey, that's why that's why the Cain Velasquez almost killed that guy.
True. Well, who else you get? Ricky Martin.
I got in Jimmy Fallon. I've gotten. I've gotten the New Kids on the Block guy. One of the guys in the New Kids on the Block.
Oh, like the Jonathan guy, kind
of. One of those guys, yeah. And then I've gotten, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Wow. I guess impressive.
I
don't know.
Like two A-listers and like one of the biggest bands ever.
What am I supposed to say?
It's a tough game.
Nobody says like you look like my uncle. Who the fuck is your uncle? I mean, like.
Well, next time if I'm ever doing a podcast down Australia, like, and you're walking by, like, hey, Ricky Martin, come do my podcast.
Well, I think this is a way to get out of the game quickly without being racist. Is you name when somebody's like, what is this person of ethnic? Diversity or whatever look like, and you go, my old friend from college, Rhonda, and then and then nobody can prove it right or wrong. Or
that is kind of bullshit though, because if I saw you and I didn't know you, and I'm two white guys, I'd be like, hey, you look like Ricky Martin. He's like, why? Because I'm Latin, you know? It's like,
no,
yeah.
I wouldn't care. That makes sense to me. Like to me, is
some people would though. Some people.
To me, it's if it makes sense. If you would tell me like some, you look like Samuel L. Jackson, I'd be like, what? I don't see it at all. You know
right,
what I mean?
But if you say that, but as a white guy, if you said that to a black man, if you go, hey, you look kind of like Samuel L. Jackson, immediately be like, oh, because
it's like the Seinfeld episode when George is like he tells the boss that he looks like Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh yeah.
And then
he's like, oh, because I'm black. It's like,
yeah,
that's kind of how it happens.
Uh-oh.
Though.
Yeah,
and then he's like, no, and then the other guy's like, hey, it looks like Sugar.
Some people really do look like the people.
Yeah, so what's? I mean,
that is true.
But you can't
that's your only defense. While they're yelling at you,
but
and
that's
they got
how I am. My mom's like that too. I like have to tell people. I don't know why. Like I'll be out. Like I don't know why I have to like. I'll just be like at a party, like, hey, you look like this. I'm like, why do you fucking say this? And the guy's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And like, fuck it. Like, ruin the party, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I just have to tell people.
I try to avoid
you look like the difference between this and this. You know, people like, get
oh,
away
yeah,
from
no.
Me.
I mean, it has to come up normally. I mean, yeah, I'm just, like, I always go, like, you probably get this all the time, you know? And the people are like, yeah.
And they're like, shut up, Ricky Martin.
And I'm like, hey, so speaking of Ricky Martin,
have we even introduced our
no, yeah, speaking our, of Andy Cazell, he's
Derek Jeter.
Speaking of Ricky Martin and Derek Jeter, Andy was huge in the
90s. It was. That's why I'm wearing my fucking flannels and my hat backwards.
That's why he's dressed like Dave Matthews Band.
Andy and I walk down the street and we are the country band you've
been
looking for.
This is 94.
Yeah.
Ooh, I went to 94 and I got Coolio's autograph.
Oh, really?
Wow.
In Lula, in Chicago?
Yeah, it was in Tinley Park. When Lollapalooza was just in, no, when it would travel. And then they stopped doing it. They just made it just permanently in Grant Park. But Tinley Park is like Orland Park. It's like south suburbs.
Oh, really?
So that's where the World Music Theater is. And
was it an awkward autograph attainment?
No, because he was in the side stage.
Did you tell him you look like somebody else?
Yeah, yeah. Was it?
Well, there was a line. He was like in a little pavilion and like this little like thing. And it was a side stage. I don't know who was playing the main because we went over there. We're like, let's get his autograph. And then like right after I got my signed T-shirt and it said Better Make a Left on the back and it said Coolio, the fucking fight broke out and like he was fighting all his entourage and like tore down the whole thing and like they go, no more signing. And I was like, fuck, I was the last guy.
Wow.
And then right. That was in high school. And then in the late 90s when the ecstasy boom hit, and I was in college, ecstasy pills were like $30. And we were like, fuck, I don't have any money because we're broke college kids. So I took that Coolio shirt and my friend had a garage sale and she's like, bring anything down to sell. And I had that Coolio shirt and I'm like, fuck. And someone bought it for like $50.
So you bought it, you sold it to do ecstasy?
Yeah, in order wow. to do drugs. This is a serious, like, wow. Did you have a problem? You were in college.
This was the 90s. That's what it was in the 90s.
I say, well,
the 90s were a problem.
University of Illinois. That was like a big, a lot of drugs in University of Illinois.
Really? As I walked through the valley of the
shadow. We were in Time Magazine, I think, for all like the ecstasy boom. Like kids were getting like
oh, really?
Frat houses were getting busted and shit. And
if you currently have Andy's Coolio signed shirt,
his name was DJ. It was dating my friend that came with
oh,
them
you
to
know
the ground. Yeah, well, this was in junior college before I left.
Right.
And I came back. It was right after junior college, right when I first got to the University of Illinois. But it was that summer, so the people I knew in junior college were still in like the town. And she was like, her boyfriend came and he was in a band and he's like, fuck Coolio. And I was like, $50. And he's like, all right.
Wait, why didn't you work?
What do you mean? I did. I worked at Hooters like, in college.
Like,
why didn't you have a job to get money?
I worked at Hooters in college.
Oh, okay.
But you're fucking busboy. I'm not, you know. You can't be a waiter.
Wait, you were a busboy in Hooters?
Yeah, you just do whatever they tell you. And I was a service bartender too, so you'd be back there with a girl because I knew I was a bartender.
Yeah.
And you would just do the drinks and hand them to her, and she'd go over there and like.
But did you work there just because to be with the girls or to actually for the job?
To support his drug habit.
It used to be Jeff. It used to be Jeff George's, a quarterback's place. It was on the interstate. It was like an old. It was called Time Out, and then it went under, and then Hooters took it. It was a huge building, and they. Everyone wanted to work there in that summer because it was brand new. All the sorority girls and shit like that. And then when that summer ended, they all quit.
Oh, really?
Went back to school. But
that window when Hooters was cool and new.
There's actually a famous picture in Hooters. I took that picture. There's a picture that it's a meme that goes around. It shows Hooters girls giving these women like, this is degrading, the protesters, and she's giving them waters.
Uh-huh.
I took that picture.
Oh,
that's
really?
From the Champagne Hooters.
Wow.
You fucking believe that? And it's a meme now.
Wow. And did you sell that for drugs? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
The picture?
I mean, on a little digital.
Have you still got it?
No, it's
no, it
hanging.
Was like, it was the Hooters, the manager's camera.
Oh.
And I remember I was working. I go, take a picture of this, Andy, and I took the picture. It was
thing. So, yeah, right. So you don't have the digital copy. I'm like, all right, there we go.
So if you have that, too.
Wow.
I don't know who's camera. But the one thing with the Hooters was, like, it's so weird with Hooters. Like, you all have to have, like, they have, like, a big meeting of sexual harassment meeting.
Of course, right.
And all the guys that do it are the managers. All three of them got sexual harassment.
Oh, really?
And then what they did was they didn't even fire them. They would just move them to another Hooters, like at ISU or like up to Chicago. Ooh. So they just like move these, so like, these
move the problem around.
So Hooter managers are like priests. They just moved you to another
church. They're all kind of creeps because it's like,
well, who's working? That's the thing. That's why it's like, I mean,
and they're all dating the girls. Like one girl, the hottest girl, was always dating the manager because she got the best shifts. It was like a it's so fucked up.
What'd you do? Did you hook up?
Who knew? Who knew that Hooters would be so dodgy?
I lived with eight guys, with the wrestlers, and like we had this huge. Like this big yellow house, and it was like a party house. And during the summer, everyone would stay there during the summer during college. It was great, you know, because it was less people. But it was, and we had all the Hooters girls would come over after work in their outfits, and they got in trouble because there was a policy you can't wear it outside of work.
Oh.
But we had this huge party with the fucking Hooters girls walking around the hottest girls, and I was like, "This is the best party ever."
Wow.
I think there's definitely a stigma around the uniform now where you won't catch them wearing the uniform everywhere.
Everything's cyclical, though. I think feel like Hooters is going to come back with a big, like, they're just going to change
menu,
the outfits.
New menu?
What they did was,
liked those shorts.
Well, that's the thing. The guys that started it were these creepy old men from Clearwater, Florida, and like they were Miami Dolphins fans. So they had some Miami Dolphins cheerleader shorts and that. So in the late 90s, there was a big petition by the girls saying, like, can we get like hot pants and change the outfits? And these old guys, they're probably dead now, they wouldn't do it. They're like, no, this is what we like, the old creepy fucking Weinstein fucking CEOs and shit. So I think if Hooters, if they switch the outfits.
You got a shot, Hooters.
Into something modern, I think that would have and maybe change like the sign, like revamp it. I think it would fucking be huge.
Wow. All right. Well,
the great Hooters remodeling.
Well, we're going to tag Hooters.
I'm looking in the camera. Is this?
Yeah. You got to look at the camera.
Hi, everybody in Disneyland.
Hooters. And
we're going to take Andy Cozzell all around on a tour with the photo. Hang on. I took this photo. Therefore, Hooters should listen to me.
Will you guys, when you edit this, will you?
Yeah, we'll
I'll send you the picture.
Yeah, send me a picture and we'll put it in the picture.
Sure. Yeah.
And I might have the.
I mean, I don't have those skills.
I'll call my mom and see if she has a picture of that shirt because I feel like I had like or I was in it. Yeah,
with cool.
As long as you have the photo, you own it forever.
Better make a laugh.
So was the ecstasy,
it was LEFF.
Was the ecstasy trip worth it?
Oh my god, ecstasy back then was fucking unbelievable. Dude, that's what it was like $30. It was like fucking no fun.
What does it feel like to be okay? Because I never done ecstasy or I never done mushrooms. So what's the difference? Are you an ecstasy and mushroom?
I'm trying to think of the differences. Yeah, I've done.
It's fucking great.
Yeah,
but what's the difference?
Mushrooms trippy. What imagery do you get when you're trippy? Because ecstasy is like high.
Yeah, I'm not a big psychedelic guy. I mean, I'll do a little bit of mushrooms just to like it. It's like you get like a little funny and like you laugh.
But mushrooms more like
well, yeah, it's like
mushrooms more like LSD. Mushrooms is more like LSD.
So that's more like you're like in another world, kind
seeing things.
Yeah. And then what does ecstasy do?
Ecstasy is like in the realm of an upper, like cocaine and
ecstasy is much more happy and like
ecstasy makes you very affectionate as well.
It's just like you're euphoric. It makes you euphoric.
Got it.
But then euphoria makes you feel like you're like have a body thing, but it's more like you're.
But it wasn't a thing that is supposed to make you horny. Wasn't that the thing?
That's kind of a
that was a lie.
No, I think you just like people. I think because every time. It's hard to have sex on ecstasy because, or any kind of drug, if you're like really fucking on a drug. Like
you got to put a lot of effort
in. Yeah, your dick like shrinks or like.
Oh, really?
That's why a lot of people take.
You got to concentrate.
That's why a lot of people take Viagra with like Coke or ecstasy because like you can get your dick up without thinking about it. You know? Oh. I've never done. I don't want to have a heart attack because I feel like that's like a.
Yeah, too much.
I'm very kind of. I'm a purist.
Yeah. I'm a purist. Well, it's so. I just want to also, by the way, just so we can know, we never introduced Andy. He's not some random guy on the street that does ecstasy.
We weren't at
and
Hooters. We were at Hooters earlier.
You just put Andy guy from the street, like, this is the best guest ever. He's fucking other fucking comedy store guys. You're like, these guys are boring as fuck. Like, get this guy on the street.
I know, but like, so for Andy, like, he's a good friend of mine. He's a comic, very funny comic, and performers all over LA as well, and, you know, tours as well. But also, he just, you recently shot a movie that was, that is basically Dreamland.
Yeah, it's called Dreamland, a Storming Area 51 story. It's on Amazon, all the streaming, any platform.
So what is it about? A quick recap of what is it about.
Brian Marino, a friend of mine, he had some money and he wanted to do a documentary. So we kind of went out, rented RVs and a crew and all these things. So it's like, remember Storming Area 51? That was like a big thing.
So what is it?
It was like some viral thing that was like, you know, like a bullshit thing that people were going to go do. It like went viral, you know. Like,
what was it?
They were gonna like run through Area 51 to like try to find
because
like,
Area 51 is for people that don't know is where the aliens are supposedly.
Yeah,
right?
Everyone knows that. But they want to run through the gates and shit and like be like crazy. All right.
So it was about causing shit and getting in trouble.
And stuff. So we're gonna go and like film it. So it's kind of like a mockumentary. It's really cool and it documents the whole thing, but also we're kind of like it's kind of like The Office mixed with like all these.
So it's not a deep dive to learn about Area 51. It's more shit-stirring.
We're like documenting the fucking shitstorm of that, what happened.
But it's also a mockumentary. It's not even like...
But it's a documentary, right. But it's also, it's like...
But you're playing characters.
Everyone's real, you know, so right. It's like... But so you know, it's kind of like it's a real doc.
But you're playing characters.
We're all playing ourselves, but like a different version of ourselves. I don't even know if I can say that, but I mean... Because it's kind of like, it's fun to watch it and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, is it
real? What's going on here?
Right.
Dreamland, a storming Area 51 documentary.
What it's supposed to, well, that's pretty cool. And why, and then you did that for, when was that? That was before the pandemic?
Yeah, right before 2019.
So you drove from here. So how was it? You drove all the way?
We got like three RVs, like a camera crew, and then we had a crew like kind of following the camera crew.
This is a big production.
It was. Yeah. That's a lot. And But you know, it's like The Office, but then imagine The Office and you're filming the camera crew filming The Office.
It's like you're making
two movies.
So their
characters doing it, you know, and they're playing themselves. So it's like it's kind of big thing where it's like it's really cool. It's kind of intricate, but it's really kind of there's a name for it in cinema, but I'm trying to think of it. I don't know. Off the top of my head.
Film within a film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's like some Latin term, I think, for it.
Right. Latin term?
Like some Latin
a film
term?
Within a film?
I don't know if I can look it up.
Where, since you had all these eccentric people that you were covering, since you had the team that's covering the team that's covering the eccentric people, was there anybody who was like wildly out of control?
Oh, it was fucking insane. And we got interviews, and Brian was like kind of the director, so he was interviewing real people that got abducted and like these crackpots, and like we didn't make fun of them, like we were kind of like, fuck, I want to hear you. Mm-hmm. And they had some really crazy shit where like one guy worked there, one guy, you know. But it's kind of like a fire festival too. So they had bands and shit playing, and like people were on drugs. It was like fucking wild.
Wow. So is Area 51 frequently like that, or is it?
No, it's like there's nothing there. So it's like a middle of the desert.
So it's not a gap.
You just had the gates. So like we had
like because you know like I think of Area 51 like in terms of like if you go to like Uluru in Australia, you know, Ayers Rock or what's not Stonehenge or whatever, but yeah, places like that just have.
But
people
also, it's
camping
like
out.
Area 51 is like the gates are like 30 miles away from it, you know? Mm. So it's like, there's just like a gate and like a thing, but like those people, these fucking
so it's not a situation
stupid Gen
where,
Z kids, you know, they think that like, oh, we're going to just chop over the gate and there's aliens going like this, you know? You know, so I think but they just wanted to, you know,
we're
start
going
shit.
To see the aliens.
They
want to
start shit. So there's a bunch of people at the gate, like throwing shit at the cops. And they're like, but and all those, they're like, just get the fuck out of here. It's like,
right.
But then it was like, there was a whole like fairground, not a fair, but like where everyone's RVs were and shit. It was like, mm-hmm. So it was like this makeshift like fire festival type thing. And it was like kind of bonfires and
so it's like
crazy.
Independence Day.
The what?
Like in the like yes. The movie Independence Day.
With a bunch of motorhomes.
Yeah. I mean, like those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know where Randy Quaid was from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Right.
Yeah. But like all these people were really kind of like these desert dwellers. And like,
yeah, of course.
It was like, it was really cool. And we met all these people and they're kind of like, yeah.
But was there one that you go like, I believe, or it's like, it's all like, all right, you're just in mushrooms or something like that. Or like, was
it? No, because it was like 2 days long.
No, I'm saying like when you interview people, were you?
Oh, no, because these are like older people.
But were you
like an old guy, like an old like woman, you know, that was like old people.
But did you talk to them? As they're talking, are you in your mind going like, all right, this is BS? Or like, is this like,
I don't know. I mean, like, well, we put that, he was the one interviewing them in the RV. Like, so we have clips of them and it's like, fuck, they fucking know what they're. They're talking about Bob Lazar and all that shit, and like what
about who?
Bob Lazar, you know, like the guy that Rogan interviewed, and like he worked at Area 51. He's talking about all the technology that they have that they were not going to let out and all that shit. So these people were talking about it, and cool.
Yeah, sounds really interesting.
It's really interesting. Fucking get it. It's $2.99. This son of a bitch. He goes, man, give me the free link. I go, $2.99, dude. Your fucking coffee was $5.
Hey, what's the free link?
You know, that thing was $3.
We're close friends, man. You gotta give me the free link.
The free link.
Hey, I have to do the
fucking tour around the country. Like, give me the free link.
I'm a review, movie reviewer.
Those are so cheap, dude.
I have to review.
Like,
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to
even comics are making it. Comics are so shitty. Even comics are making it. Like, oh, can I have some gas money? Fuck, you fucking making millions.
You don't get. Hey, some of the richest.
That's how it is. Those are the richest comics.
Some of the richest comics are the cheapest motherfuckers.
I guess that's just life, but fuck, their ass, you know. Fuck,
yeah. But that is one thing that I learned, I think, like, which I never want to be, like, I feel like a lot of rich people are rich because they're just greedy as shit. Like, I'm and I'm like, what's the point of being rich if you don't want to spend anything? I mean, to me, it's like, that's the point. You don't have to throw away money, but like, people, it's crazy how people are like, that are rich are like, I don't want to spend money on, and like little simple stuff, you know what I mean? But I guess that's why they
do it. Because they view the penny as just as much as a $100 bill. So it's like that, like, it's like a weird...
Yeah, but I feel there's got to be a balance. I mean, you can't just be like, what's the point of all that work, and then you're not spending
money, people kill themselves,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't make you happy.
Of course.
So...
I mean, I would. I'd be throwing like fucking $200 a weekend on DraftKings. Like,
I'd figure it out.
Come on, Brady, you fucking asshole. I'm the same age as Brady. He went to Michigan. Right. You're younger.
Oh, wow.
And he was in the Big Ten, you know, so like we went... And Illinois was pretty good that year, so... But, you know... Henson was the quarterback for them. He didn't even start. It was like a tight. When I used to work for ESPN during the games, because my friend worked for him, and we would hold the parabs. And my roommate was a huge stoner. You know the parab things with the sound.
Uh-huh.
And like we'd just be like this, and we'd have to go towards the action. Uh-huh. And my one friend Neil was this big, like this stoner guy.
You don't say.
And like he would hold it. And he'd go like this, and like they go. And I remember like my friend would be in the building. He's like, "What the fuck is he doing?" Like fucking Neil just be going like this, and like, the game was over here. And he'd be going like. Just like turn him, like they grab him, like oh sorry, you know, because he's so stoned.
Oh, wow,
yeah, the parabs, you know, it's like a big dome.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Stoned out too. Fuck, you just zone out on me.
You're the one zoning out. You're going to some ecstasy trip or something.
I'm following. I'm just still trying to figure out what Area 51 would be like.
I'll stand by because this guy just goes.
I've been to where the Loch Ness Monster is. I've been there.
Yeah, you're a world traveler, huh?
There was a dude. There was a dude who he's probably passed away now because this is probably 15 years ago or something. But it's an old guy in a little RV camped out, and the tour guide person was like, "Yeah, he's here all the time,
just
and
looking
then,
for it."
And then occasionally there's five or six other people that show up, you know, with their.
But didn't they like
whatever,
take then, like modern technology and swipe that whole lake with like a.
Yes.
Thing, and they were like, there's nothing in here. You know,
plus, shouldn't you be dead by now, the monster?
There's still people looking for the Sasquatch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's still people looking for Bigfoot and everything. There's something to the lore that just creates tourism dollar.
Well, the thing with human beings, they always want to, like, believe in something that's not real. It's like, can you just be like some guy that you just walk by naked? That was hairy. But like, no, it's gotta be something.
You should explain. We should do
Sunset Sasquatch.
Francisco explains away all myths.
Yeah, you should do another podcast called Myth Busting, you know, something like
that. Yeah, because I mean, like, to me, it's like, if it's not true, then why hasn't it come out? You know,
those Bigfoot shows and stuff like that, like, they're taped before. So it's like if they would have found something, it'd be in the fucking news.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to wait till this dumbass Discovery show and nobody watches.
Exactly. So and we have heat-seeking capabilities.
How about aliens? Why are they haven't come out yet?
That's different.
They're amongst us.
Oh, why is that different?
Yeah, I think they're amongst us. They're not coming from, they're living inside the
earth. My thing of aliens to me is like if they're real, I feel like they're so way advanced, like so advanced from us that they don't even, like, we don't even see them or they don't even come to us because it's like us trying to talk to ants.
True.
Like we're the ants. So, like, the aliens are going to, like, yeah, there's no way that, like, why we're going to.
What do you think? I think they say that we share the planet. That's why they're coming out of the water and shit sometimes.
I think Elon Musk is an alien.
Yeah, they're not coming from outer space. They're already here. So they're, like, living inside the earth or some shit.
What is it, like Men in Black?
That's
the Men in Black thing.
Was it Men in Black too? Like
sure.
I don't think
Men in Black created the idea.
No, but
it's been around.
It's been around.
I think you can go back to Twilight Zone.
You say that they're living here already?
Ancient aliens, man.
Yeah. Are we blowing your mind, dude?
No, but like as human beings,
they're blowing my mind, man.
They're fake as human beings.
There's lizard people.
That's the idea.
That's the idea.
What's the come on?
Well, that's why they're coming out. That's why they're coming out of the water because they're coming. There's like portals or something through the water.
Didn't you watch you like your TV? Didn't you watch V?
Oh my God!
In the 80s, remember V?
Freddy
Krueger
was in it. Remember Robert Englund was in it.
That was I love that show.
You have a V in you. What are you believing?
You're in for a treat.
V the Final Battle. Remember? And it was at MacGyver was in it, wasn't
he? No, not V for Vendetta.
Wasn't MacGyver? Was the other guy that looked like it?
Yeah, I think, that realm. And a bunch of, like, the guy who was also in.
I don't want to say Kirstie Alley, but it wasn't. She was in Star Trek.
It's got a good cast.
There was some hot actress
a movie?
Back then. It was like a miniseries.
It's a miniseries
for TV.
And they rebooted it like a decade ago with Marina Baccarin.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they rebooted. I don't know what happened to the reboot.
Well, it was like kind of like the aliens come and they're cool with everybody, but then they find out like they start taking off the skin. They're lizards.
And, yeah, somebody sneaks on a ship and sees them. They're actually eating humans for food.
Okay.
I feel like this guy goes home, everything. He's like, what is this, cereal? Yeah, cereal, whatever. You know, it's like, just like so.
No, I just, I mean, my again, it's like.
Is this real?
Total Recall, one of Arnie's, the guy who's.
Oh, Michael Ironside.
He's in it. You're in for a treat, Francisco.
I'm good.
You should maybe take a deep dive into a little bit of sci-fi.
You need to take more deep dives in this shit.
I'm not taking deep dives. I'm to make believe stuff. That's the same thing as like, what are you, Harry Potter?
You
believe
like
in magicians?
Dad. You're like, I don't go for any of this shit. I don't want superheroes in sci-fi. None of that shit.
I mean,
shit.
I'll watch it for entertainment, but I know it's not true.
Oh, well, that's the way we all feel.
No. He's saying that all these things
are
true.
Well, it's open your mind, man.
I open my mind, but if I see somebody that's a truth, I'm like, okay, I can't. That makes sense. You know, if I something.
Didn't everyone know Ricky Martin was gay? And I bet he was like, no, he's not. You know, everyone kind of knew.
I knew.
That was always a rumor.
I used to have a bit about it, which I couldn't.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But at first, he's probably like, you look like Ricky Martin. He's like, no.
Here's my question that I have for you after doing this production and dealing with the people that are like that. I'm curious how you would watch somebody. You just watch somebody who's crazy and has a crazy theory and you just go, that's just crazy, right?
Yeah.
What was it like putting this together?
Just like I'm watching the Andy right now, this whole podcast.
This is like a hearing. Anyway, lawyer. Did I say that? Yes.
Oh, man, we had flat earthers.
Just look, he always like this.
We did an interview with a bunch of flat earthers for the Jim Jefferies show. Yeah. And I remember they just kept doubling down on it. And then at one point, one of the craziest guys just went, Hitler was a Jew. And we were like, what's happening?
Well, their whole fucking thing is like, it's just, they think that NASA made up those pictures. And that's your only proof.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying like, well, those pictures are like of the Earth. You know, I'll show you like,
yeah, that's crazy to know, because there's proof that you couldn't even go if you have enough money.
Also, are they the religious people that think the Earth is only 2,000 years old with the dinosaurs and we went down?
That's another.
It gets so complex, isn't it? There's an ice wall as well.
Oh, there's an ice wall?
There's an ice wall, I think, surrounding it.
I mean, is it like just like a flat thing, you know, like with the rocks, you know, like when it's sitting in space?
You'd think that we'd all get smarter as a society.
No, we don't. What is it?
It's like the Truman Show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. We're all trapped in a Truman Show-esque.
I
feel like humans love to justify stuff that's not real in order to make their lives better when their lives are not that good.
Well, no, it's dumb people that want to.
You know what I mean?
Dumb people want to compete with smart people. That's it. And they want to go like, I know more than you. I know something you don't know, smart guy. And it's like, you don't.
I always feel that way about these conspiracy theories of like, really, your conspiracy theory has more faith in the government. For them to be covering these things up on level.
That's
and
true.
I'm like, and
like,
you, and you
not
call
that
me
smart.
And you want to call us like a sheep or whatever, trusting your government or whatever. I'm like, I don't trust them.
But also,
I just don't believe that even they're smart enough to keep the ice wall flat earth from us.
True. And also, it's like a normal person, if you believe in this stuff, like you wouldn't, like it wouldn't consume you.
Yeah.
These conspiracy addicts are just like all day, every day.
Every day.
Like, enough, dude, go eat.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because
no, man, this shit, it's like.
It's because they don't have that life.
And
they don't
always wake up.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only way for them.
They never have a plan. They're always like, hey, man, wake up. You guys need to wake up. And what do you want us to do? They don't write anything else.
Because
you can't just tell people to wake up.
Yeah, like, do you know
how
much?
You really got to wake up. I'm like, fuck.
Do you know how much it would cost to have faked the moon landing? It was definitely cheaper to hurl human beings at the moon in the 60s.
So like,
that was way cheaper. Faking it, you'd have to pay for catering.
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, everybody would have to sign non-disclosure. It would be a pain in the ass to fake the moon landing.
Yeah. And also, like,
far more expensive.
And like the 9/11 thing, I get, like, if maybe they ignored it. But people are saying, like, no, like, there was, like, all these pyrotechnics in all the buildings. And, like, I go, all 3,000 people, all these people were in on it that were in there. I'm like, they always say, like, always do like a bang job by yourself, because when you have two people, someone's going to rat you out. No one's talked about it. No one rat anybody out.
Exactly.
Everyone's like peeping quiet after all these years.
And like, it's always, theory is always like, it's all about like the chase of the theory, because I'm 100% sure, like, once, if one of them would come out true, then they'd be like, Well, but, and then there's another one. Because there's nothing, what do you gain after this, that? Like, what? Are you going to feel better? Are you going to be happier? It's just going to, it's like a drug. It's going to be like, well, what's next? It's like that. It's like, this is, it's all like, work on yourself.
And there's like no guy with like, just like the voice distortion with the shadow on his face. He goes, I was there playing the bombs.
I forgot to mention that Tony is a huge conspiracy theorist. So like,
Tony and our booth, he's pacing back and forth right now. These fucking guys.
The guy that was talking about acid. What the difference between acid and shrooms?
Hey, I mean, can we admit there's a lot of mystery about the planet Earth?
You see?
Yeah, so we can say that.
Well, that is true. I mean, I
want there to be mystery.
I'm being honest. I think we can at least ask questions, but obviously, flat Earth is stupid.
I'll give you one conspiracy theory, but stuff that's like it's not like proof. But let's say ghosts.
I like ghosts. I'm a ghost guy.
Let me tell. Like when my grandma my aunt grandma's passed away. You know, like I had like a thing where like I felt like the dog like barked at a thing. I opened the door.
Spirit?
No. He was barking, and somebody rang the bell, and I opened the door. There was nobody there, and then he went like that, and he just hit. In the like saw something and hid in there, and I'm like, what the, you know, so little things like that I've gone like, okay, I didn't see anything, but there was something where I go like, all right, in my mind I was like, all right,
I like to believe in the paranormal because like, I mean, it's so fun to like, shit, maybe like, you know, ghosts, like if we don't
fun.
Have any, we don't have
fun
any of that shit,
the
like it's boring.
Keyword. The keyword is fun.
It's
there.
Fun.
That's like I'll do all of these.
But
things
it's like if we didn't have any
fun.
Of that shit, all these shows and stuff like that, like world would be like boring, wouldn't it?
You're but I mean,
like,
that's the whole point.
I want to go like fucking like.
A lot of imagination.
Haunted house hunting and shit. You know?
I'm fine with imagination. I'm fine with anything that's imagination for stories.
I love
stuff
ghost
like
adventures.
That. My thing is when people like believe stuff or it's like, oh, this is like my life and this is like real.
Yeah.
Like that's where I go like, all right, you're do something else, man. Like get a dream.
Yeah,
you know, get a goal.
When they try to push it on you. Like I've had some, like I stand for the whole anti-vax situation. I think you can do whatever you want, but in order to take part in society, especially as comics, we had to get vaccinated and everything like that. And I wrote some jokes about it, and one of them went viral. And I just the harassment that I've gotten is insane of people telling me that more people are dying from getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
I'm like, none of these are true.
Of course.
And the effort it would take to microchip you or like all of your theories are that can
well,
be
also,
explained
also to
away.
Put a microchip in a liquid is like doesn't even make sense.
It was
like,
just I was getting I guess
no,
bombarded
and it,
with insanity.
Yeah, yeah. There's
I mean
that's
one
thing.
Thing if it's like gonna like you know hurt you like any vaccine you can die from any vaccine and, but it's like you know like the flu vaccine or like the fucking tetanus shot you can die
from
but it's like I can see if they're saying that but it's like people saying like the mind control it's like dude you lost me
yeah
it's but like, also it's like this whole thing too started because it's like back 70 years ago when there was no internet you think people are gonna be like I did my own research no it's because now you have the easiest of to go to Google and you'll put something and Google's gonna, because that's how the algorithm works, is gonna find you some article that somebody wrote in their own basement
and we
that supports your crazy idea. And then you go like, you see, somebody else
and Facebook
like
admitted
me.
That they were doing that.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's just for engagement.
And also, if you tell me like I did my own research, like dude, like
that's a bad thing.
That's
when
a
somebody,
bad thing to say because it's like
unless you're an actual researcher that's your job in a university and you're researching, you know, these things for like 7 years and stuff like that. That's when somebody can
like
say like I did
my own
research.
Like I'm from this like
that's
small,
what research is.
That's what research
like I'm small town Illinois growing up. It's like these dudes on Facebook that I grew up with like, dude, you fuck he's like do your own research. Like they were so crazy. But I'm like, you fucking dropped out of high school. Yeah. Like, you're an asshole.
You're not doing.
And like, what are you talking about? Like, you couldn't even get through high school.
Yeah, you're not doing. You're taking a survey.
And now you're fucking. You're Harvard professor. You know, it's like, doesn't make sense.
No, it's insane. And the trick that I've noticed recently on both sides of any of these debates that drives me nuts, and it happens a lot on these talking head shows, is that they explain away the other side by going, that's an obscure example. That's a rare example. That's not.
Oh.
And then they use rare and obscure examples to back up their own
ideas.
Some
guy that doesn't even have it.
And this happens on both ends of the spectrum.
Of course,
I see liberals
both sides,
do it, and I see it. But they explain away things by going, that's really rare. And then they use such a rare thing to defend their point.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just used a really rare
argument.
Or they use a doctor that has a PhD. Like, he's not a medical doctor.
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, PhD means philosophy. And they go,
exactly.
No.
It's like, again, it's justifications to believe what they want to believe. So they believe the lie in order to feel themselves like it's true, you know?
Yeah. Confirmation bias. Oh,
of course.
Yes.
100%.
So you say you mentioned from Chicago. You grew
like
up
Chicago.
There.
It's like a small town. I'm from Star Rock area, which is like a state park southwest. Actually, there was a show on HBO Max called The Star of Rock Murders that Mark Wahlberg produced.
Oh,
it came out like 2 years ago or a year ago. Watch
that,
it.
It was a murder that happened when you were living there?
It was a triple murder in the thing. And all my, you know, a lot of people I know back there. It's in my actual town. And but they, you know, there was a triple murder in the 60s, but that guy is just getting out now. Or he got paroled.
Ooh.
And they're saying like he didn't do it, like he was forced because there was like a lot of mafia shit and like like shitty cops and like, so it's like, yeah, a big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't know like what.
Has he spoken yet? Has he done?
Yeah, he was like, well, for these last 6 years, he's pleaded that didn't do it.
Oh, he's, all right.
He's always been in it. He said he's innocent. So it's like this thing where it's
is he camera ready?
Well, he's like 90.
I know. He's been locked away from
I mean, at that point, just stay, right? Because it's going to happen like the Shawshank Redemption guy. Remember?
Like, yeah, and it's like that. Then like the town's like kind of split where like people don't like him, and then some people fucking like, you know, it's like kind of,
right.
It's not a big town, so it's like, yeah.
So when did you move to LA to pursue comedy from Chicago?
2005, maybe four.
Did you drive or you flew here?
I drove. I made that drive like three times.
Oh, did you do it with a group of friends?
I had one friend follow me. We had our own cars.
You did a convoy?
I was thinking about like, it was like, I was living in the city, in Chicago, and then I was like, fuck, I'm leaving. One of my friends was getting engaged, and too. It's like, and when you're doing comedy there, too, it's like you're not.
So we were doing comedy in Chicago before?
Barely. I was doing like one open mic a month, and I did the Second City writing program, but it was kind of like that time, right. I'm like, I kind of want to do comedy, but it's like, it's hard to get spots. And
you were working really at Hooters, right?
Yeah, and I was working at downtown and some fucking.
Hooters?
No, that was in Champaign. But, I should have worked a bar job.
I was working in
Chicago Teachers Pension Fund, like a executive assistant.
What?
Yeah, on the river, 55 West Wacker. It's like on the river, and I remember I used to work. I used to do everything. I used to fucking file things and like. But I also for the executive area, all these old guys that were like the president and stuff like that. I would have the key to the bathroom, and I'd always remember like that they would come in the morning after their morning coffee, and they're like, "Can I have the key?" And I'm like, "Here." And then like 20 minutes later, they come out. I'm like, let's put it there. And I like, fuck, you just know they're just like dropping.
Just dudes.
Right.
Just every morning, same fucking three dudes. Like,
wouldn't you just want to leave it unlocked?
No, because it was the executive bathroom.
Is there a bathroom?
Oh, right.
Like, you would come up the elevator, like, ding. And then there was like a long thing. Like, it's like fucking Vanilla Sky. And I was just sitting there at the desk. Like, when you would come out, it'd be right to me. And it was like the skyline like this. And I'd just be like, hello. You know, like, I'd have a computer, so I'd be data entry and stuff.
Did you ever use the bathroom?
Yeah, that's why, because I would go in there, I'd be like, oh, fuck. You know, like,
Was it worth? Was it better than the normal bathroom?
Way better.
What was it different?
Once you get over the smell, it's way better.
Well, it was just like the executive bathroom. It was like fucking, it was
like palatial?
Really nice.
But is it just one toilet?
No, it was like a few, but then it was like a big, it was like a locker room, you know? But, you know, these guys, this shit would last for like hours.
Good places, you know, to take a
shit. I mean, because these guys weren't in shape. It was like, you know, some guys, they were nice guys, but they're just like, one guy's like fat, like, give me the key. I'm like, dude, fucking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat those muffins in the morning.
So what happened?
I'm on a diet. I'm like, I have a muffin. I'm like, you know, that's 800 calories. Bran? You know, like, people have no idea about
me.
People have no idea about nutrition, you know?
Oh, no. I watched some of my overweight friends put tons of salad dressing on their salad. And I'm having a salad, and they're dousing it. And I'm like, and you try to tell them. You just try to tell them there's more calories. And they're like, no, whatever, it's salad.
Or eating a power bar. Like, that's a fucking candy bar. That's like a Snickers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Fucking.
Yeah. I saw Mean Girls.
Yeah, right?
That's the crux of Mean Girls. She gives her protein bar.
I used to wrestle, so like, I can't believe that they had a thing called carbo coolers. Back in like early 90s, and we would just get like, because you wrestled, you know, so it was like you, after weighing, you had to like do carbs, but there was like, it was a thing called carbo coolers, and it was really thick, and it'd be like, I don't know what, it was like Gatorade, but like, it was like really thick. They're really good too, but like it would get you right back into like, you know, wrestling mode, because you're fucking cutting weight for 5 days, you know? But it was, I remember like they would never
be
able to.
Carbo loading.
It was called, carbo coolers. And I remember it was just like sold by the Gatorades and like. That was always the.
I forgot all about the carbo loading theory.
Did you ever get a boner while wrestling? I don't know. And I wonder, like.
I had to wrestle females.
You know, it's like.
No, I'm talking about like while you're wrestling, like, you know, you're like.
Has this always been a concern of yours?
I mean, like.
That'd be awesome to go just, like this. Go, hey. And you go. That's like a bad dream.
Because it could.
That'd be like a dream you would have in high school. Like, oh, I had a dream I got a boner while I was wrestling.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
No, because it's not even because you're like attracted to the other person. It's because of the constant rubbing. You know what I mean? Like, right?
Is that how you get boners?
Well, like when you're young, you know, remember when you have those boxers?
Yeah, but it's like if you fucking you're drunk, drunk in high school at a bar fight, like gets his ass kicked. Like, why don't you get a boner when you got your fucking, when the guy laid you out?
There was constant rubbing.
That guy just beat the shit out of you. Like, why do you got a boner? How'd you get a boner when the guy was like working on your face? He's like, he's got a boner. Well, that's like beating some guy.
That's a way to get out of the fight.
Like your brain is so trained that you can just get a boner to get out of the fight.
Yeah.
The guy's like, let's go, motherfucker.
What?
I'm gonna kick your ass. He's like, yeah, you sure you want to? He's got a fucking boner, dude.
Yeah, if you can will your boner,
kick his ass. They still kick your ass.
No, but I remember like back like in like when you're like in middle school, like any like anything that would like just touch your penis, you'd just get hard. You know what I mean?
I had to wrestle girls.
What, really?
There you go.
So did you get a boner?
But I wasn't thinking about fucking.
I'm not talking about sexual.
There's like three guys back there, and everyone's like, there's like different viewpoints every time he talks.
I feel like the mind is 90% of it, and then 10% of the rubbing. Yeah. But the way this story is being told, it's 90% rubbing, 10%
mind. Well, it's also it's like you're about to fucking go in front of like hundreds of people, like fucking just everyone's watching you to wrestle.
That's
this guy.
True.
It's almost like, do you get a boner before you go on stage?
No.
As you're walking.
But it's kind of like
your legs are rubbing.
It's kind of like going to the doctor, like the doctor, and like he tells you, hey, take off your pants to check you out, and then you don't get a boner there.
True.
Or do you?
Is it a female doctor? No, I don't know. Like, not
say ah. Oh.
generally, everything other than sex gives me performance
boners.
Anxiety.
Boners
that I don't have to worry. That I don't have to worry about boners.
When you're in junior high, yeah, I remember like we had.
That's what I mean. When you're little, not when you're like a man.
Yeah, every boy learns the belt tuck when you're in junior high. You know
the belt tuck.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
Just to get the.
You know what I
kind of
feel like? This is like if aliens were living among us. That's what they would. That's how they would talk.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, kind of like you don't even like is he a fucking alien? He's like, well, what do you mean? What's junior high? And you're like, what? I mean,
what's
yes.
a boner tuck?
What's a belt tuck?
What's a belt tuck? Like, you know, when your dick goes up, it's like. Put in your belt so it doesn't like.
My
did you just proudly have it out? Like, it's
my
just...
friend used to do all the tricks.
Your tent pulling away, and nobody ever taught you the belt tuck. That's
it's a belt tuck. But you would like tuck. The. My friend would always do those dick. You know, drunken frat. I wasn't a frat, but like drunken kids in college, they always do like those dick games where like he was like, oh, the wristwatch. He put his dick around like this.
Yeah,
and he like Texas belt buckles when you put it up and the dick head sticks out. And what was the other one? Like he made it look like he had three balls. It's just not me and him. It was like a big party. Yeah. You know, girls were there like laughing.
Yeah.
And then when you tuck it in, it's the fruit basket, and you bend over with everything sticking out the back, and you bend over. That's the fruit basket.
I never had that inclination, but I did have
they're
some
party tricks.
Teammates.
It's not like
and,
two guys. It's like a party.
Party tricks. Party tricks is like here, give me. Here's a card. Which that's a fucking party trick. No, like
card.
Let me rub my dick around my arm.
Let's remember that
the Francisco played different, man.
Francisco played tennis.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very, very, very different
love
locker
it.
Room.
No, you come into a party, like, you know, like the shit tie. You're like, love it. Would you like to see a card track?
Yeah, but definitely my college basketball team.
Hey, when you guys
team,
come to my wedding, don't do those party tricks.
Everybody, chill out. Andy from Star Rock is coming. He might do the dick jokes.
But there was a couple guys in college basketball, and I remember this still baffled me that they would have their dicks out. Like, I remember one time in the library. Their dicks out. We're in the library, and if they got you to look, it was like, come on, remember how that game? Remember when that game went around?
The 90s were nuts.
When that game went around, everybody made you look, and then they get to punch
you.
Well, this was the worst version because he'd have his dick out, and then if he caught you looking, then you got ridiculed.
Yeah. Like, sometimes you got punched.
He was looking at my dick. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's like insult to injury. It's like you looked at my dick. Wham. Yeah. You're like. Fuck, you told me.
I mean, those guys were obviously
close to
gay, right? Those guys.
No, I think they're so hetero that that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I think it's. I don't.
No.
Yeah, it's not really a gay thing.
That's a
I think
good
it is.
Theory, but.
I think it's a gay. I think it is.
Alien again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's just different levels
of jock, man. It's just a weirdly
but
jock.
It's so funny
it's just
how,
like locker room of humor, you know?
But it's so funny how, like, those guys are the ones who are, like,
remember in
very,
kids?
Like, anti-gay. It's like, you're showing, you're putting your dick in your other friend's mouth. Like, what the fuck?
I don't think homosexuality.
I don't know if your country club did this, but like,
yeah, it's not a homo. It's not a gay.
It's locker room shit. Remember in the movie thing. Kids when the guy's going like this and smacking his dick? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a it's a comfort zone thing.
Yeah.
It's a can I make you squeamish, chef?
Yeah. Hey, look at my dick.
Have you ever seen Waiting?
Oh yeah. Yeah, when they're doing that shit when they're waiting, you know?
Waiting?
Oh, were they doing that thing?
What, well,
they,
it's what, not is that really a movie?
It's not the dick thing. It's just like, look at my... it's like...
By the way, you guys doing that...
It evolved.
Somebody might take that in a screenshot, and then it's going to show that you guys are like white supremacists.
Yeah.
Isn't that the look?
They
were going like...
Yeah, they tried to rebrand
and
it.
And then they fucking put white supremacy with JJ Brazil. They photoshopped it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just wearing the hat. And
we're like, we're talking about the dick thing, not fucking Hitler.
No, that annoyed me a couple years ago when that came out because there was some photos. We did that on the Jim Jefferies show as well, and that was a big argument in our writer's room. I was like, no, they're playing that game. They're playing the made you look game, but then it got rebranded as this white power
like Gen
thing.
Gen Z, dude, so with their TikTok
through,
shit, like
rebranding
so they've
gone all these photos and stuff in the 90s when people were doing it. I'm like, they weren't. It wasn't. It's not. You're saying okay.
Yeah.
You're saying okay, or you're saying,
look at my dick.
So, I mean, I'm fine with arguing that we're doing the looky-loo game.
The
90s
are so great.
We're not doing
something. You see what they're going to do?
They're gonna
show you doing it, and they're just instead of you saying like they're playing the dick, and they're gonna be like, oh, hi.
Yeah, they just edit everything out. It just goes white supremacy, and then boom. Actually, there's your edit point right there. Shit,
yeah. You already said it. Fuck.
All right. Well, we're gonna get in some trouble then.
Minutes left.
I do. I have a question that I didn't get to ask you earlier. I started to, and then
where was I walking to when you got me?
We had a fantastic distraction.
Well, he went into the fucking journey.
No, I was gonna say you filmed this the movie. We're going back to the movie. You film it all, and then the pandemic hits. How hard is it, and how much marketing change ups did you guys have to do?
I think it helped because
right, okay.
So when because if we would have, you know, edited it and brought it out then during the pandemic, it'd be like, I mean, I guess people would watch it.
Actually, that would have been better.
Yeah, maybe, but also a lot of that alien shit came out. Remember, like, what the Congress released all those things, and it kind of made a big buzz about aliens in general in Area 51 and, like, what they're doing. And so it's like they kind of brought up that.
And
so,
everybody's locked in watching TV during the pandemic as well. So
we didn't do it during the pandemic because it's like we kind of, I don't know, there was.
They should have.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they had it done editing
yet. Rushed then, I guess.
Yeah, it would have been rushed. And it was like, but I don't know. I mean, because a lot of that alien shit came out later. And
right. Know. Okay. So
well, there's so much shit out there anyway. It's like fucking.
So there was kind of hiccups that you guys were ready for anyway. You were planning to have
that. Pay the fucking $2, you know?
Right.
People are so fucking cheap.
Now, on our last episode, we were talking about this lady who got redirected her flight. She had a really short 444-mile flight. They canceled it on her, and she rebooked really quickly without noticing that it was a 10-hour round-trip replacement flight. And so we had a nice little discussion about that. We were wondering, has anything like that ever come into your
good
traveling life as you're getting around?
My old roommate, Julie, she was going to go to Athens, Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she was like drunk one night and she goes, oh my God, fucking $300. I got the fucking deal of a lifetime, $300.
Oh, Athens, Georgia.
It was Athens, Georgia. And she didn't figure it out till like the day before. And then her ticket ended up being like $2,000 because it was like last minute.
Oh, so she did have to go to Greece? Oh, because she planned all everything. Like the hotel and everything, but she bought
the
wrong ticket.
The wrong ticket, so she had to go. It might have been for like a wedding too.
Was it her first time out of the country?
No, we were all doing fucking drinking and doing drugs and shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's like don't do orbits when you're wasted at 5 a.m. Yeah.
That's a tough one. I was in New York 3 weeks ago and I did initially, I mean, it was easily fixable, but I went to Broadway, Brooklyn.
Oh.
One time on the train, sometimes in the subways in New York, sometimes it's well lit. And you can see the destination. And then you'll get on another train where there's no fucking help whatsoever. And you just got to know.
There should be a little thing
go
like, when you do that, go, hey, this is, bloop, this isn't this.
Yeah.
So at one point I was in Brooklyn, but I was like, couldn't find the adjoining train or whatever, the next train. And so I got out and I asked people, and I happened to be at Broadway, Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
And it was so baffling because I'm asking people, they go, you're at Broadway, man. And I'm like, oh, shit. Such a tourist. Now that wasn't an expensive mistake. Yeah. It was easily rectifiable, but holy
shit. Where were you during Halloween?
What was that?
Where were you at during Halloween?
Halloween, I was in some Pine Mountain Club. Have you guys been to Pine Mountain Club?
No.
Fun little gig. It's like a ski kind of hill. I don't know. It was
it's
very
like in North California.
I felt it was about an hour away. It was like towards Santa Barbara, and then you go up into the mountains. Dave Yates, great fun comic books. Yeah,
we went out. He was fucking Freddie Mercury.
I was Freddie Mercury.
But he had this jacket with the mustache and shit. And he's like,
sometimes people were like, "Who are you?" I was like,
they couldn't tell.
It's very iconic, right?
Yeah.
And then this fucking guy, he's like,
"I'm a porn star."
Yeah, but he's walking around with that yellow jacket and shit. He's like, you know, Freddie Mercury, huh? Original. I'm like, what'd you make the jacket? He goes, Amazon. Fucking guy.
Yeah. Amazon. Yeah, Jeff Bezos, baby.
We went to that party.
It was a quick couple things before we leave.
Are you not going to say a story about the guy?
Yeah, you got to tell us the story.
So we were at this Halloween party. And like,
but I was just going to say, Freddie Mercury, that was a huge Halloween costume 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I know.
Which is smart. I think that's clever.
I don't like doing in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. You've waited.
Okay, hey,
you've
next year's going to be E.T. You know, the E.T. mask. Like,
no, cause also because it was me and my fiancée. She did the Freddie Mercury of the video of, like, I want to break free.
Right.
So we were both Freddie Mercury.
I like the planning of that. I mean, Tiger King and Carole Baskin, that's not going to work in a couple of years. Freddie Mercury is
he's going to Tiger King,
Plus, that was, like, speaking of, like, pandemic things of, like, that show would not have been as successful if it wasn't because
I didn't even like it. I didn't get through it. I love animals. I didn't want to fuck. This guy's a piece of shit. I don't want to watch this shit.
Yeah, we were all going through a community mental illness.
Of course.
All of us, as a hive mind.
So at this Halloween party before we leave, we were at,
you don't have to say what it is.
No, I don't have to say where. I'm just saying the situation. We're just talking or whatever, and then, like, I think a busboy came and hit you or something.
He nudged
you? So
we're
on a rooftop, and it's like, I like to go to a house. I'm 44 years old, you know, like, I just want to go to house parties and shit. So my one friend was kind of, like, promoting it, and... You know, we get up there, but it's like very Hollywood, you know, it's like $20 drinks and like, you know, everyone's dressed up, but everyone's on their phones. Just you don't know anybody.
Yeah, there's no party.
So we're just standing there.
No atmosphere.
Our little group, we're just standing there. And it's like, but she came over at one point. She's like, hey, you know, go by these empty tables. You know, this is the area I have a reserve. You guys want to go over there? She's like, go over there. So I'm like, fuck, all right. You know, I'm talking to people. I'm like, I just go over there by myself. And I'm like, you know. And then this guy that's like the camera guy comes up. And it's like they hired or whatever. He's like, hey, let me get you guys a picture. So the guy comes over and like, I'm like, hey, Francisco, come over. And he's like, trying to take a picture. I'm like, come on, dude. You know, like, that's when the camera guy, like, you can't get it right. And he's going, hold on. This dude behind me, this bar back guy, but like a food runner, like had all these drinks, like, beep, move, motherfucker, move, move. And I'm like, what, fuck, come on, take the picture. And it was like this like heated moment, like it's like pushing, slamming me in the back. I'm like, stop, motherfucker. And I did that. And like, he goes, what'd you say to me? And I go, what? I don't, it's like,
so he's shoving you.
Yeah, but then he walks over there and we see him. He's like an older guy. And I'm like, you know, but I'm like, he's like looking back, I'm like, fuck that guy, fucking, like, get him. And he's like, now he's like, oh, I didn't mean it. You know, it's like, you're hitting me.
Yeah.
And then he's talking to the bouncer, and the bouncer's going, what? And he goes, oh, fuck. Bouncer comes over. He goes, hey, man, you fucking with the staff? I go, no. And he goes, you got to go. I'm like, I wasn't. He goes, you called him, motherfucker. I go, I was just saying it. Like, he's bumping me in the back.
Figure of speech.
And then the guy goes, come on, man. Like, be up front. Like, if you were, you got to go. I'm like, and I'm thinking, like, who the fuck would then? I'd go, you know, I was. Like, I'm going to admit it. And I'm like, I'm going to walk myself out, you know?
Wow.
But it was so shitty. And it's
sounds like it wasn't a good enough party for you to fight to stay anyway.
Yeah, then we left after. But it's like, but also the guy's old. And it's like, fucking, you're a busboy. And it's two grand a fucking table bottle service. Like, every I worked service industry my whole life. Like, every one of these motherfuckers walking about $1,000. Like, he makes more than I do. You know, he's like... You know, you're not bar bagging at Barney's Beanery, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like fucking the guy's like.
Is that where you guys were? Were you at Barney's?
No, it was that rooftop.
It was a rooftop, but really kind of high across the street, actually.
It was a very Mama like, Shelter? LA party, which, like you said, it wasn't that cool because everybody, like,
I didn't know anybody.
That's a tough thing at some of these parties lately. Like, see, I'm impressed that you said you're like, I'm 44 and I want to go to parties because I feel like once you get in your 40s, I'm like, I like to stay home.
Yeah, it was like, it's fucking Monday night, and I'm like, fuck, but, I'm 44. And after this, I'm like, I'm done.
But that is,
I'm too old.
I am finding that a problem, an increasing problem at some parties is people are less social now when everybody's
they're
a stranger.
Everyone's on their phones.
You feel like
hot girl, hot girl, hot girl, hot girl, but they're all looking at their phones. I'm like,
I don't give a shit. And then you're like, That was fun. Nice meeting everybody.
There was no dancing. There was nothing. Everybody's there. It's like, what's up? It's like they all do that to take pictures to put on social media.
That's all they want.
That's what it was.
But not my friend was Palmer. They had a group. It was cool. But I'm saying, but then there was just other people like all over. It was kind of like you.
I feel like Halloween has turned into that. It's turned into that social media night instead of
everything
where
now.
You go. Yeah.
That's everywhere you go.
That's why
it's cool to go just like, maybe have like a small house party with friends that you can just hang out and have fun.
You got to see those friends that you haven't seen in a long time.
But
that's the way you have to prioritize.
Our one friend, she usually throws like dope ass house party. So like, we were hoping she did that, but there was more this thing.
More a business proposition, I think. All right, well, we're almost
angry.
Done.
That's another example of people bringing their anger into work, because that busboy sounds like he doesn't.
Oh, he was pissed.
I was very impressed how pissed he was. Actually.
I mean, he wouldn't let it go.
Yeah,
and then he kept riding by. I'm like, dude, man, what did I do?
Right.
He's like going, fucking. Yeah. But I'm like, dude, you're.
He got in a fight with his girlfriend at home. She wanted him to have the night off. He was going to be the
Hooters. I was making $3.
He was going to be the back of the horse. He was supposed to be the other half of my costume.
And actually, when I would get mad at people at Hooters, they'd be like, shut up, fucking busboy. He's like, titties everywhere. Yeah. He's like, just be happy. I'm like, no, I am happy. I appreciate my life.
Should we close with our traditional? We have one traditional question that we always ask our guest Andy. Yes, we always. Our guests always get slimed at the end of the episode.
We're sponsored by Nickelodeon.
We always like to ask our guests before they take off if you have a favorite piece of travel advice that you like handing to people if they're going somewhere.
I just went to Pioneer Town.
Oh yeah.
Which is really
a great
awesome
place, yeah.
So if you're going to Pioneer Town,
by the Pioneer Town,
it's by Joshua Tree,
California.
Oh, okay,
and it's it's like the old where they used to film.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood movies and all the spaghetti westerns.
Oh right, okay.
But they kept it kind of like the same, and they have like a little little bar. It's called the Red Dog Saloon that they the dogs in, and then they have another one called I'm trying to think of the name. It's two names. Tristan, but anyway, but if you go there, Pioneer Town Motel.
Okay. Motel?
So, the motel. It's like right there on the premise. So, but it's like really cool. It's like ranch style, but it's like really updated, but it looks kind of like an old, cool, like Western motel.
Oh, really?
And like in the movies, when like, all the rooms are cool.
Oh.
You know, they're really nice, like redone.
Right on.
So it's like, and also a lot of people have their weddings there. But also there's no TVs. Because even then we went to Joshua Tree and we got a Airbnb and they didn't have any TV.
Nice.
They want people to go and like,
of course, to explore and disconnect.
Yeah. Right.
So if you go to Pioneer Town, pay the money for one night, do two nights,
Pioneer Motel.
Yeah, because otherwise you have to go somewhere else and it's not fun.
Yeah.
That's a great tip too, because it's not something that people think about. People think about Joshua Tree and Vegas, but they don't think
Pioneer
about
Town. It's really fucking cool.
It's really cool. Did you go to that restaurant that they also play music? They have the barbecue thing.
That's the one. Yeah, we went there at night.
That's really
where they have bands and shit.
I've been there.
Tammy and Frank or some outdoor.
Paul McCartney played there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like people pop in.
Yeah, yeah. Like good bands.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul McCartney.
And forgive me, people are like probably screaming, going, "It's his fucking name." I'm like,
"Yeah, forget
starts with a T, like Tammy and John's or some shit." I don't know.
Yeah,
something like that. But yeah, that's a cool place. I've been there. It's really cool. I stay there in a little Airbnb
and
a
lot of picture ops too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome for all you.
And there's hookers everywhere. No.
Hookers blow ecstasy. Go to Pioneer Town.
It's kind of like the old lesson.
If you want to let people know where they can follow you and see you,
Andy Kozel at Andy Kozel. Go on my Instagram, AndyKozel. Go Rent, Dreamland, Stormy Area 51.
And what
or harass Francisco for the code.
For the free code, if you listen to this podcast, go to... it's like on Amazon. It's all like, Apple TV, all that stuff. It's on everything.
All right.
So just look it up.
Awesome. Cool.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go back to me walking down Sunset. Maybe I'll get on another podcast.
Well, thank you again for listening and watching the show. Remember to subscribe. Remember to follow us on Instagram. If you have any other questions or comments about the trips that you have gone through or stuff that has happened to you, like missing the flights and all that stuff, let us know. Put in the comments. DM us. Do that.
Yeah, do the thing.
Follow us. Bye, hello.
Good night.